Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Times this morning, which has a photograph of Margaret Connolly, sister of President Catherine Connolly, with another activist from the Gaza flotilla at Istanbul Airport yesterday. And the Irish Times looks at the Occupied Territories Bill and says that the government is set to ignore calls to include trade in services in its legislation restricting trade with territories illegally occupied by Israel. And what that means is that will prompt pressure from the opposition because they want trade included as the Occupied Territories Bill progresses through the Dáil. And the scope of this bill has been a big burning political issue for quite some time. But we did hear yesterday Minister Helen McEntee say that she'll bring the legislation to Cabinet in the coming weeks and a move is imminent. So it looks like they're going to get the bill through, or try and get the bill through, before the summer. I know a lot of people are questioning now again any links Ireland has with Israel. I haven't seen much talk about the Ireland-Israel soccer games that are coming up in September, but one would imagine, given what happened with the activists during the week, there could be further calls for Ireland not to play that particular game against Israel. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page, there's a couple of Garda stories on the front pages this morning. So the Mail one, a Garda who put a tracker on his wife's phone, recorded conversations and ordered her to stay at home, treated her like a chattel, a judge has said. Now, that's not a word I have to say I was familiar with. Other people are familiar with it, but it kind of means like a slave, essentially. So this is what the judge was saying in court yesterday. David Reynolds pleaded guilty to controlling and coercive behaviour, which would have had a serious effect on his wife, Ashley Masterson, from whom he is now separated. Sentencing has been adjourned until October 6th, but Judge Keenan Johnson said yesterday that the Westmeath-based David Reynolds had a serious anger management problem and the level of manipulation and control was an aggravating factor. Then on the front of the Irish Independent, the ex-wife of a Garda who pleaded guilty to assaulting her has spoken of her disbelief at his last-minute High Court bid to halt his dismissal. This is Margaret Loftus, who said she finds it hard to believe a system exists where a convicted criminal can remain in An Garda Síochána. She was assaulted by Trevor Bulger in 2012. On Wednesday, lawyers successfully delayed his discharge, which was due before midnight that evening. Front of the Irish Examiner talks about a new DART for Cork. Anytime I'm in Cork, taxi drivers love to talk about this particular issue. But Cork could have 8 new train stations and a €1.8 billion DART-like service by 2032. If all goes to plan, the first two stations at Blackpool and Dunkettle will be up and running by 2029. I wonder, will that mean we won't have as much traffic at the famous Dunkettle interchange that I mention on traffic every morning here? So that'll be up by 2029 if all goes to plan. And then we've 6 other stations: Blarney, Tivoli, Water Rock, Carrigtwohill West, Ballynoe and Monard, which would be operational by 2032. The Irish Rail has been speaking to the Examiner about the Cork DART. The Irish Sun: Enoch out blow. The teacher Enoch Burke has been officially sacked by Wilson's Hospital School after a 4-year legal battle. We'll have more on that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. And on the Times of London, interesting what they're doing across the water. Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor, is going to cut the cost of family days out. This is on the front of the Times. Family days out, we're talking here going to a theme park, going to the zoo, things like that. This summer, the price is all going to be cut as part of a package to ease the rising cost of living in the UK. Now, during the week, we heard that they're hauling the supermarkets in to try and reduce the price of bread and milk. And now, if you go to the zoo, that'll be cheaper as well. So VAT on summer activities is going to be cut quite significantly, by the way, from 20% VAT to 5% VAT between the 25th of June and the 1st of September. Interesting to see if that'll happen here. And also, as an example, they're cutting the price of going to the cinema as well, which is very expensive. I went to the cinema recently. It was like a small mortgage And God forbid you'd go for food before the cinema as well, because between the price of food, your cinema ticket and the popcorn and your Coke or whatever, it's very, very pricey. Speaking of money, in the Irish Independent, huge numbers of households would be unable to cope in the event of an unexpected financial emergency. So basically, this is the Credit Union Sentiment Survey, and Austin Hughes and his team went off and asked people, if you had a bill for €1,000, you know, your car breaking down or something like that, how would you be able to pay it? Just over half of consumers would use their savings, because they're lucky enough to have savings, but one in four would either not be able to cope with a bill of €1,000 and would have to sell something or would have to borrow money. So there's a lot of people out there who really do not have any savings at all. We're going to be talking about pensions here shortly on Breakfast Briefing. If people can't afford to live day to day, I'm not sure they're able to afford a pension either. There's a new weight loss super drug. This is in the mail. How do you even pronounce this? Retatrutide, I think is how you say it. And they're saying it's way better than Ozempic and Wegovy and Mounjaro and all these drugs. A drug called Retatrutide. We'll have to get used to saying it because apparently it's a wonder drug. But it curbs your appetite and helps burn more calories. And they're describing it as good as surgery. Now, this is only from initial trials, but that's one to get to know. The weather. Let's talk about the weather. A mini heat wave, according to The Sun, is going to hit Ireland over the weekend. And into next week, we can expect 28 degrees. A Spanish plume will see the country bask in glorious sunshine, and it could last until the June bank holiday weekend. Now, it's kind of more Monday, really. It's all right for the weekend, but I think Monday's when it really kicks in. Saturday should see some longer sunny spells, which is good news for all the communions. I'm going to a communion tomorrow. All the kids are very worried about their bouncing castles. So it looks like it's going to be good enough over the weekend, but then really on Monday, temperatures are going to reach the mid-high 20s in some parts of the country. And I see in the Times of London, they're telling us that it could get to 33 degrees in London over the weekend. So that would be very, very warm indeed. Final story comes from The Sun. I don't know how you feel about getting voice notes. Personally, I can't stand them. My trick with a voice note, don't reply at all, and then people will eventually get the message, or not as the case may be, but they'll stop sending you voice notes if you don't reply to them. But the story is, one in five of us, not me, now prefer to send voice notes instead of text messages. The average adult sends 21 audio clips a week. I send zero, but apparently you guys are all sending 21 audio clips a week, and people ramble for 2 minutes at a time. Gen Z, those aged under 29, use voice notes most frequently, with 54% of them preferring them to texts. The biggest pluses are said to be speed and ease, but a quarter of people get annoyed by notes that waffle on for far too long, which is true because some people think they're recording a podcast on WhatsApp. Anyway, more about that in The Sun. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.